Just Like the Good Times, written by Alotringle. Something like that. I knew that I wanted this to be in incest audio, so I had to look on GWA for script offers. Because, well, there are tons and tons and tons of scripts that are suggested to me, like, every day. I never really get incest script offers sent my way since I didn't do them for the longest time on GWA. I mean, I just started doing them. So I was looking through, and incest is just one of the most popular things on GWA, I swear. So it's so hard to find script offers that haven't been filled within the last few days. And I know I said this last time, the last time I did a script fill that was incest. But I saw one that had 15 upvotes. And I was like, oh, no one really noticed this. Maybe because of the time of day that it was posted. Who knows? There are so many factors for why things are not really popular one day on GWA and could totally be popular another day or another time on GWA. So I took a look at it. I'm like, yeah, I can work with this. I did make a couple of my own changes. I did do a lot of improv in this one. And I also, like I do with a lot of the script fills that I do, I added a little intro with the car pulling up and her being in a hurry to get inside just because she wants her brother's dick. I'm like, when should I give that away? There is the joke in there about, oh brother, where art thou, dick. I might have cut that out though. I don't know. I'm recording this before I edit the other, so it might be in there, it might not be. Haven't decided yet. But yeah, this one is pretty hot. And I like the jealousy aspect. She's jealous of the girlfriend. Because I can relate to that. Just because of who I am. I also like how she conveniently forgot about the girlfriend. Did she really forget about the girlfriend? I don't know about that. But I think she saw what she wanted to see. She got this text message and she's like, yeah, I'm on my way over. I'm going to drop everything. I'm at work. I'm just going to leave work and go to the booty call at my brother's house. Now, he is not too thrilled to see her, unfortunately. But I think it's because of what they used to do whenever they were together, and he didn't want them to get into the old habits. He's tried to stop that. He's gotten a girlfriend. He's like, nope, that's wrong. He's not planning on cheating on his girlfriend, and he's just trying to not do the whole taboo thing anymore. Trying, but his sister is pretty insistent and persistent, and she's just like, come on, you know you want to. He does. He can't say no. She's right there. She's on her knees. He gives in. Gives in to temptation. Oh, I got mad though, because she texts him while she's giving him a blowjob. The girlfriend texts him. And then he texts her back and he plans a date while he's getting a blowjob from his sister. Like, seriously? You can't send that text message later. You can't wait until your sister is off your dick. Rude. So rude. But at least she's claiming him for today. She's like, well, you know what? For today, she does threaten him. I don't have to let you go on that date. She gets Yandere-ish. She really does. And I don't blame her. Okay, there's that part at the end where she asks if she gives head better than his girlfriend. And then she goes, just kidding. But I don't think that's a joke. I don't think so at all. You know how people say things and then they say it's a joke because it wasn't well received? She wants to make sure she's in her brother's good graces so she can keep sucking his dick. So she doesn't want to say anything about the girlfriend or rock the boat. She's just acting like she's happy with what she's given. Because that's all she can really do right now. And she is, but she wants it every day, like the good old days. Hopefully she'll get that. So originally, the intro that I made up for this was even longer. While she's running to get to the door, the neighbor stops her. And first I had the neighbor as being named Miss Jackson and saying something like, oh, you're visiting your brother. That's nice. And then she's like, oh, yeah, family comes first. I don't know. And then Miss Jackson commenting on how nice his lawn is. And she's like, oh, great, I'll tell him. And then her, like, trying to get out of the conversation so she can go blow her brother. And then I changed her name to, what was it? Something else. I can't remember what. And then I just scrapped that altogether because it really wasn't necessary. But I just wanted to show, like, she's in a hurry. And she really wants to get to his cock. But then I made it as easy as possible. I made it so the front door was open. She could go right in. I wanted to show the insistence, though. Like, her not even wanting to look for the key. She just needs to get in there and do what she needs to do. But I feel so bad for her because she's so happy. She's so excited about this text message that she received. And then she knocks on the door. He answers. And he's not happy to see her. And he doesn't even want to give her a hug. So she knows something's not right at that point. Also, can you tell I have a cold? I hate recording when I'm sick. I have been sick since last Friday? Something. Last Thursday. A week now, I think. And I got to the point where I was feeling really, really, really sick. And I was sleeping 20 hours out of the day. There's a little more to that too. But anyway, so I was sleeping about 20 hours of the day. And I was really happy that I was finally feeling up to recording today. I don't sound that great, I'm sure. Hopefully, it's just in this commentary and it's not in the audio. If it's in the audio, oh well. You gotta do what you gotta do. If I don't record for too long, it really affects me mentally because this is a big creative outlet for me. So for my mental health, I have to record. So even if I don't sound that great, I have to do it. Even if it's hard for me to breathe and I feel like I'm gonna cough every time I talk, I have to do it.